Okay, let's get into Sukkah, Daf Nun Vav. Sukkah Nun Vav, the last Daf in Masechah Sukkah. We are going to talk about the Hashpa, the influence of our surroundings, and the Chevra, where we find ourselves. Right, and that's mentioned here on the last few lines of Masechah Sukkah. Remember, the Mishnah is talking about Bilga. Bilga was the Mishmar of the Kohanim that were punished for a certain reason. They were always Cholekes Bidarom, right? They always split up the Lechem upon him in the south side, even though all other Mishbaros were split up in the north side. The Tabasa Kavua, and the Tabaz, the ring, where the Karbanos were supposed to put their head through the ring and twirl it around so the animal stayed steady. So that would, they couldn't use their own Tabaz. It was Kavua into the ground. The Chalona Stuma, and the window of Bilga was closed up. Stuma was closed up. The knives, the window where the knives were kept, she couldn't use that. She always had to go to others. Again, why is this? The Gemara goes into and gives two reasons why Bilga was punished. So one of them is because there was one girl. She, Maisa, the Gemara says, Miriam bas Bilga, she mirror daita, v'halcha v'nisis l'sad yorecha m'halcha yivanim. There was one girl, Miriam bas Bilga, that went and she married one of the Greek officers, Kshenichnusu Yivanim Lahechal, and when the Greeks went into the Hechal, she kicked the Mizbeach, and she called Lucas Lucas, which is the Greek word for wolf, which is the Binyamin was the wolf, Binyamin Zev Yitrov, that's where the Mizbeach was. How long are you going to consume the mammon of Israel, all the animals? And you don't stand with them. You know, you're not strong for them. And give them a kapar when they need you. When the Chachamim heard about this afterwards, when the Chashmonaim took over again by the Hanukkah story, Kavu was Tabasa. They find her, but son was Chalona, and they closed up her window. That's one shot of the Chet of Bilga. The Yesh Omrim, Mishmarta Shoalavo. And others say no. Her Mishmeres was Shoalavo. The whole Mishmar came late. One of the 2 weeks, one of the only 2 weeks that they have to do their work, they didn't come. V'nichnas Yesheva v'achiv imo, and then Yesheva, the next Mishmar, came in, v'shimish taktav, and did the work instead of Bilga, and therefore they were punished. So the Gemara says, Bishlam al-Madar Mishmarta Shoalavo. I understand why. If according to the second day that the whole mishmar came late, so I understand. How did the katzina l'kuli mishmar? I understand why your kone is the whole mishmar. Elamadam rabirim bas bilga shemir daita. But if it's only one girl that was mumeris, we should bar the katzina l'diday. You find the whole mishmar. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abaye in. Yes, you find because the family must have taught her these values. Right, kedami inchi shusa diyanuka b'shuka ida bo'ida ime. Much of what a child gets is from parents. Says the Gemara, okay, because of one family, you're going to be fine the whole Mishmar? Says Abaya, yes. Ayla Rasha, Ayla Shcheino. Tov Litzadik, Tov Lishcheino. Woe to the one who is a neighbor of a Rasha, and great and praiseworthy is one who is a neighbor of a Tzadik. So again, we see the importance of the Sviva, the importance of influences that we have around us. Again, this is a huge topic, but we're just going to make a couple of points relating to the importance of who we hang out with and who we choose to be our friends. And we'll talk about it from the vantage point of being Mushpa and being Mashpia. Mushpa and Mashpia. Matthew Solomon has a Maimar in his Sefer, in his Ma'amarim, the Matnas Chaim, towards the end of the Sefer, he has a piece called Hashpas HaSriva, which it says on the bottom, it was given as a, it was a Maimar that was written, L'Zecher Nishmas, Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, who gave a famous Chumashir in London, who died at a young age, and so he says he wrote this L'Ilui Nishmaso. So he writes there, starting with the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamites, he says, the Gemara tells us that Ovadia, we know, said a Nevuah about Edom, about Esav. So why Dafka did Ovadia tell a Nevuah about Esav? Because the Gemara answers, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Ovadia, Hadar Ben Shnei Rishayim, let Ovadia come, who lived between two Rishayim, among near two Rishayim, Achav and Izevel. That's when he lived. Remember, they killed out all of the Nevi'im. He was able to hide 100 Nevi'im in two different caves. And let Ovadia, who lived amongst Rishayim, below Laman Mimaseim, and didn't learn from their actions, be Navi al Esav Arasha, and to prophesize about Esav, that had the same kind of Midah, but opposite. Shadar Ben Shnei Tzadikim, he lived amongst two Tzadikim, Rashi says Yitzchak and Rivka, below Laman Mimaseim. They both had this stubbornness not to be like their surroundings. And Ovadia, therefore, was a Tzadik, and Esav was a Rasha. Says the Matnas Chaim, says the Matnas Yo Solomon, based on the Rambam. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Perak Vav of Hilchas Deos, writes as follows. Derech Ber Yasa Shal Adam, Lios Nimshach Bide Osav of Maisav, the derech of a person is to be pulled in my opinions and my actions, and my Deos here might be Midos, Achareyav Vachaverav. Noheg Kiminag Medinaso, after my friends and colleagues, going like the people of my country. Lefichach, because it's derech b'yasa shel adam to be mushpa, to be influenced by those around me. Lefichach, sarach adam leschaber letzadikim. That's why we have to be connected to tzadikim. V'leishiv etzal chachamim tamid, to always sit with chachamim. K'dei sheyilmo b'maseyim, so that we can learn from their actions. V'yisrachik min harishoyim, and go away from the wicked aholchim b'choshech, that go in darkness. K'dei shelo yilmo b'maseyim. We have to choose our chever properly. Hare koveya harambam bazeh. The Rambam is koveya. Sheteva ha'adam, he says, derech b'yaso, teva adam lios mushpa misvivaso, hein latov, vehein lamuta. That's the derech b'yaso. That's the natural, and that's the gavus of Ovadia. Ovadia, the natural, maybe even Esav had this mida too, but naturally, we should be influenced by our surroundings. Al pi yisodos elu, ef shalon elohavim, ksas ma'aloso shal Ovadia. Shedar ba'armono shalacha v'izeval. He was in the palace. Asher ashpa'atam l'ran nora ma'od. V'yafalpikim l'lamani ma'aseyem. Kama zela ma'la miteva ha'enoshi. This is not nature. This is overcoming nature. Kama yirashamayim ayitzarach l'lulcham tamid. How much yirashamayim you would have to defend? Neger ashpa'os haros ha'magios elav. Mibes rasham elu yom yom, every day. V'ledchosam elav kama tfilos is palel, v'kama tachpulos yazam, k'deshel yom imaseyem. How hard it must have been, but how amazing it was. But then he says, Esav HaRasha also had this mida. He had this mida of not following his surroundings, because he was so convinced that the rishus was correct. So that is what happened. And we know Yaakov Avinu, his twin also, was like that. First, from being with Esav, and then from being with Lavan, and all of the surroundings, he was able to stand strong and overcome, and not be naturally pulled. And that's Veshavti Tayig Mitzvah Shamarti Im Lavan Garti Mitzvah Shamarti V'lo Lamati Ma'isav Harayim. So Rivka gave her two children, Shneim Yarshu Mimena Koach Gadol Zeh Lamo Neged Zerem Hashpa'as Hasviva. They both had this ability to not to be mushpa. Well, Rivka herself had it, right, growing up with Lavan and Besuel. But Esa v'shtamish bo lios rasha k'neged kol hashpa al tova, v'yakov nia tzadik al af heyosovim rishoyim v'chulu. But now he says, look back closely at the Rambam. What's the strategy to be able to do this? Eich be'emes hitzliach ovadya lios dor b'shnei rishoyim. How is he able to do it? He says, look closely at the language of the Rambam. The Rambam mentions two factors, really. Two svivot. The Rambam's lashon, derech b'yaso shal adam lios nimshach b'deosav u'masav achareyav v'chaveirav nohei k'minag anshe medinaso. Reyav and chaveirav k'minag anshe medinaso. Says Rav Matisyo Solomon, there's 2 points here. Minag anshe medinaso means where he physically is, geographically. That's number one. Yesh sviva metziutit hainu anashim asobavim oso bashuk. Number one, it's the physical surroundings. Number one, and that's what the Rambam calls Anshe Medinaso. And number two is those he identifies with, those that he calls his friends. Those that, they might not be here with him. They could be on the other side of the world. But that's who he connects to. That's who he identifies with. That's his chevra. V'yeh sviva sh'adam bonela atzmo kesher nafshi. He connects to them. Even people who are with him in the shuk, that's not his chevra. And this sviva could pull you even if they're in a different place. That, says the Matnas Chaim, that is how Avadia did it. Even though he was physically surrounded by Izevel and by Achav, but still he was not mushpa by them, because he connected to Eliyahu HaNavi, he connected to all the other ones from his generation. So again, that's what we have to try to do. We have to try not to be influenced negatively, and to make it easier to be surrounded by a proper chevra. The Shlach HaKadosh writes in the commentary on Meseches Tamid. The Shlach HaKadosh writes, let me just find it here. Says the Shla. Kishiyu shchene ha'adam, ritzoni lomar ha'yoshvim etzlo mispalim bekavana. Imagine this. If the people next to you in Shul are davening with a lot of kavana, yeko alav l'chavein libo gamhu. So too, it's very easy for him to be mechavein also. If people next to you are davening, then you'll be davening. Ach, shiyu yoshvin etzlo anshe latzon. But if people, scoffers, are sitting next to you, mispalim shlo bekavana. Davening without kavana, yikshalav l'chavein. It's much harder. It depends. If you're the only one in shul that's davening properly, it's going to be much harder than if you have everybody in shul davening. That's what it says at the end of Sukkah. It says in Perkei Avos, stay away from an evil neighbor. Why? Because it's just going to affect you negatively. And then the Shlach quotes the Sefer Chassidim in Tavshanayim Beis, Tzorach Adam Sheirei Shamayim K'shemispale Lo Yamo V'lo Yeshe B'tfila Eitzel Rasha K'sheomeid Rasha B'tfila Maharer B'hirhurim Ra'im V'shchina Misrachekas Mimenu U'ma'alim Eina Mimenu. The Shechina doesn't want to be near there. Doesn't want to be near the Rasha. So he's not, he doesn't want to be near the Rasha. He doesn't want to be near you. And therefore, says the Shlach, we have to try to be separate. Another idea, again, maybe this is even what the Shla is alluding to, with the Shechina going away, but even if we're not Lamaisa influenced in action, there is a negative spiritual force that exists. That's what it seems that the Shla was referring to. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Rabbeinu Yonah on that Mishnah, in Perek Aleph of Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah says, on Al Tischaber LaRasha, he exposed to Avos Rabbi Nasan, call him a Dabek L'Rishayim, Notel Peronus Kayotze Bohem. You're going to be caught up in the Peronus. V'hamadabik l'tzadikim, avobi she'ino osa kemaseihem, notel schar kayotze bohem. There is a spiritual force that is created, l'tov l'ra. Right, it kind of sounds like that Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Noach discusses the situation that happened by the Mabul. Right, how is it possible, Rashi quotes Chazal, that the animals themselves started being mistavik be'ina minam. What does that mean? Why would the animals themselves be mistavik be'ina minam? Right? What is the mahashpa? They don't have a taiva. So Raku Inyan says the Beis Halevi, to Kemoda Adam Paul Ba'atzmo, Al Yidehar Gelu B'masa Avaroyim, Vosa Ba'atzmo Teva Shnia, Lios Tivo, and just like through our own actions, we get a second nature. Lios Tivo, Mishtokik V'nimshach La'asos K'masa V'akonmin, we have a yearning to do what we did earlier. Even if we recognize and know in our intellect that it's not good, but still it's hard to stop because we're influenced. We ourselves are influenced by our previous actions, so too the world. And we raise up the world through our positive actions, and we lower the world through our negative actions. So when the people of the Mabul were being misdavik be'ina minam, that was mashpia on the world. Ki ken yasan malko shel olam pit bio teva l'kol briyosav lios tivam nishtane v'nimshach achar maisa adam ergelo u'kifi rov asiyas ha'adam ken yishtane teva shel kulam im ma'at v'im harbe, based on how much it does. And that's what happened in this time period of the Mabul, the whole world was affected. So that's in terms of being mushpa, and therefore it's so crucial to have a proper chevra. But our job isn't just to protect ourselves from the chevra. It's to build a strong chevra, and also to be a mashpia. Not to be the mushpa, but to be a mashpia. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes this a number of times in his writings, including in the Emes Liakov that they put together on Pirkei Avos. All right, by Neustadt, his grandson put it together. So on the Mishnah of Makarvan LaTorah, on the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Aaron HaKohen, Oiv HaZabrios Makarvan LaTorah. How do you Oiv HaZabrios Makarvan LaTorah? So he writes there are two ways of teaching. Yishnei Ofanei HaDracha. Echad, Chinuch Beis Hashpa. You can educate and you can influence. What difference you can educate and influence? Chinuch pirusho chetzorach lelech eitz lamaschanech lahavin matzavo ubeze yuchal lachancho ulahanigu moshvanhigim. Sure. Right? That's what the... number one, you educate. There's the relationship between a teacher and a student, and you have to find out. The teacher has to be connected to the student and know what matzav he's in and know how to best teach him. Ul amam hashpa humilashon mishupa. Hashpa is from the word mishupa, which is slanted. De kamo gag shehu mishupa. Vageshem yorid al agag. If you have a slanted roof and water goes onto the roof, v'amayim nishpachim ala over tachtov, the water goes down. It goes down the roof, it goes onto the person underneath. Ein agag yodei shehu zolif mayim ala ish. The roof doesn't know anything. The roof is just shaped like that. Rak memela nasakach. Memela, the water flows down. So too a person has to be in ruchnius. Sometimes, shelo yishtado klau l'chanech hasheni. Education is not direct. El diashpiu hanagosav memela hasheni. It has to be memela. It has to be like that slanted roof. I do my thing. People see what I do, and I influence in that way. Vasheni kishiro hanagosav misora lashovelav. That's, he gives pshan and what Naomi did with Rus. Naomi never told Rus what to do, never educated her, never wanted her or tried to have her come. Why did Rus so badly want to be mistavik with Naomi? It must have been the hashpa, not the chinuch, but it must have been the hashpa. She saw Naomi's actions, she saw Naomi's chesed, she saw Naomi, and therefore she had to convert. That's the hashpa that we have to have to our chevra, not just to be mushpa, but that hashpa, and we're responsible. Responsible. The Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim's yard site is this week. The Chavetz Chaim writes in the Chavetz Chaim al Torah in Perachav Gimel Pasuk Dalid, Kisif Kashoro Yivcho Chamaro Toev. The Pasuk says, when you see your friend's or your enemy's ox wandering, Hashav Tishivena will give it back. Give it back. Give back the property of your friend. Says the Chavetz Chaim, if there's a mitzvah to give back the mamonis of your friend, what about the ruchnius of your friend? If you have the opportunity to be mashpia latova, we care so much even about the donkey or the sheep. We all have a responsibility to bring the donkey back. Surely on a Jewish soul, even if we have to work hard, we have to make sure. We have to make sure that we do our best to be mashpia. Ube emes, says the Chavetz Chaim 100 years ago, bizmaneinu afilu chotim gemurim, even big sinners, matzi berubam she'enam lahachas chas v'shalom, they're mostly not lahachas. Rak toim baderach adeiza poshim shematim osam, men aderach, they're misled. Farehi mamish kise oved, it's mamish like a lost sheep. Mamish like a lost sheep! She'eno yodeich lashuvo beis bailov, the sheep is looking for the own Bailam's house. Umitzvah rabba l'rachem aleim l'horosa maderech anachona k'mo shekasuv odata halahem es haderech yelchuba. There's so much to do, so many people to influence that we need to try to be mashpia. But that's the great, the Chavetz Chaim reads a pasuk. The pasuk talks about Hashem HaSaveda. The pasuk talks about returning a donkey, returning an ox. And what does the Chavetz Chaim see in here? Kiruv. Chavetz Chaim sees influencing our fellow Jews, being mashpia, doing what we can to bring them back, to bring back their ruchnius to them, to what they lost. That's the Chavetz Chaim ala Torah. And part of this is to think of everyone, think of all fellow Jews as part of us. And that's also in terms of the hashpa of the Sviva, not only on me, but me on them. There's a beautiful formulation of this in the Hakdama of the Shari Yosher. Shimon Shkap writes, he has a number of parts to the, he talks there about the Lucha Shnios, but he has a beautiful piece where he talks about the Ani of a person. The Ani of a person starts off as just them. Sh'roi l'kol adam l'sameitz l'ligdo tamid ba'ad atzmo. Avalem zeh yis'ameitz l'avin sh'ani l'atzmi ma'ani. Sh'mitzamtzim es'ani shelo b'chuk tsar. K'fi mar zayin, az ani zeh mahu. And if it's just me, who am I? Hevel hu k'ayin nechshav. So you have to include it and branch out a little more. So maybe the ani becomes a husband and wife. And then maybe the ani becomes children. And then maybe the ani becomes larger family and cousins. And then the ani maybe becomes the community. And then they keep going out and out. And the larger, again, you can't dilute. There are special relationships and connections. The spousal relationship is always meant to be unique. And then this children, but as you go out, even though it's in a diluted way, it's not as strong, but it's still an ani. And if it's still an ani, so then that's a totally different way of understanding how to help my friend, because he's part of me, and there's part of me that needs help. Yes, chayecha kodman, Rabbi Akiva said, but still, it is something that it's our responsibility. So again, it's our job to. The chevra, and we can't live without a chevra. Just to know that also, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is quoted as saying, why the satan was told by Hashem, you can take everything you want. Anything you want from Eof. but just don't touch him. Don't touch him. So he takes away his money, he takes away his children, he takes away everything. But he didn't take away his friends. Why did he take away his friends? Why did he leave his friends? Why didn't he just leave Eov alone? So Chayesh Malavit says, because you can't live without your friends. We're gregarious. We're human beings. We'd go crazy if we had to be alone. So we can't live without a chevra. But A, we have to make sure, choose our chevra properly, because we know the hashpa, we're not all of us are as strong as Ovadia. And we have to try to be mashpiyim in the other direction as well. We'll stop here. Maseches Sukkah.